Presidential candidate Donald Trump plans to speak in Lyndon, Washington on Saturday. Residents say they were surprised when Trump picked their town. Now Trump's campaign has explained why. KUOW's law and politics reporter Amy Radel has more.
Washington State Senator Doug Erickson is the deputy director of Donald Trump's campaign in Washington. He says Trump's scheduled appearance in his district Saturday in Whatcom County has nothing to do with the nearby border or anything else Trump plans to say. Instead, Erickson says a planned appearance in King County fell through.
We'd originally tried to find sites in King County, but unfortunately we weren't able to get permits from King County government to be able to conduct the event at Boeing Field. So we had to search for alternate venues. We thought we had a deal locked up, but unfortunately, King County on Wednesday afternoon declined the permits.
Erickson says he has his beliefs as to why King County declined permission, but says you'd have to ask them. Frank Abe is the spokesman for the King County Transportation Department, which oversees the airport at Boeing Field. He declined to be interviewed on tape, but says county officials reject any implication that they were playing politics. Abe says a tenant at Boeing Field asked about holding Trump's event in his airplane hangar, and King County officials said he'd have to file a plan to address parking and safety for thousands of people. Abe says airport authorities never heard back and no paperwork was submitted. He says the airport has hosted large events on the west side near the Museum of Flight, but never on the east side where this tenant has space. Meanwhile, Erickson says plans are going smoothly to host Trump in Lyndon, 100 miles north of Seattle.
I think people have a right to come and hear Mr. Trump speak, and anybody who would try to deny him that opportunity, I think, would embarrass Washington State and embarrass our region. So I think Washington State's a lot better than a lot of the other places where bad things have happened. So I'm very optimistic we're going to be true Washingtonians and have a great event tomorrow.
Erickson says if protesters make their way to Lyndon, he hopes they spend their money at the local McDonald's. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.